memories of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
All right. R.I.P. Brody Stevens. All right. I'm not going to apologize at all. I got to go. I know Garrett is hard at work finding the tweet, the chat. We've had a little bit of a Twitter firestorm with the fans of Burning Bridges, and thank you for everybody for even giving a shit. And then, of course, Chad tweeted to me something about the – maybe Garrett will find the tweet or not. I was a young Amish boy, so I don't really raise on these computers and these doohickeys that the English have brought over. But, basically it goes, if either one of you, me and that guy, Paul, the guy from, the car salesman from Massachusetts, he goes, if either one of you guys could do my 15 minutes of what I do on stage every night, then I'd listen to you. But something about I'm an asshole or something. But then somebody brought up to me that Jim Norton said on Monday he said he bought a belt for Brody Stevens for Christmas or his birthday or something. So my question is,
But Brad, Chad wasn't calling into Jim Norton's show. He had no relation to it other than the fact that it was in the news.
Yeah, but my point is,
Chad basically has periscopes with the guy, and he just did a tour of Texas with the guy. He's friends with the guy, and you're right. Doing fucking hacky. Are you guys hanging? Did you guys hang together?
He said hang first.
It looks like he deleted the tweet.
I deleted it, really?
No, Chad deleted his tweet.
Oh, Chad deleted his tweet.
Because I'm seeing all these tweets about, I'll show you my 15 minutes of blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. See, yeah, you got rid of it.
Well, while we're on the subject, there's a Brody Stevens GoFundMe thing, and I think I'm partly responsible because they were doing a show, I guess, at the Comedy Store on March 6th, I think the date is.
Right.
And Sam Tripoli, who's friends with Chad and also friends of Brody, very good friends of Brody, he's kind of running it. He tweeted it, and then I was on Instagram and I saw that Rogan reposted or whatever the fuck you do at Instagram.
The hero.
And then it was a lot of people going, well, how can we donate if we don't live in LA? So I told Chad, I sent Chad a text. I said, tell Sam to set up a fucking GoFundMe for all the people that want to help out and they don't live there. They can't get there. They want to do something. So then Chad goes, I just sent your text to Sam because I don't have Sam's direct line.
Right.
And it's the goal is 15,000. It's already in 2 days. It's already at 14,000. So
what though?
Just for his family and, burial and shit. What are you making faces? The guy fucking hung himself. His mom found out on Twitter. All of a sudden you're like this fucking, I don't give a, I seen you cry over fucking a little kitty cat commercial.
Charlotte's Web. I can't even walk by E.B. White's masterpiece.
So all of a sudden you're like, I hope you get hit by a fucking train today.
Nah.
You blind fuck.
No, go to the GoFundMe. I just wonder.
No, it's for him. It's for mental health issues. It's it always costs money to bury a motherfucker.
What do you bury him? It's $800 to cremate somebody.
Huh?
How do you bury somebody who killed themselves?
He's got a mother. His mother fucking found out. I know a guy who did. Brody Stevens had a show on Comedy Central called
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
What was it called? What was it? Oh my God, you're a fucking hack. What was the show on Comedy Central? Enjoy it or something. Anyway, one of my friends.
Believe it.
Yeah. It was it. Believe it.
That's what the GoFundMe is called. I would just
no.
Assume.
Anyway, I think all the right. Show is called Enjoy It or something. Anyway,
promoting it.
That was that. It's already done. It's not. They're gonna do more episodes. He's dead.
Like,
it's a show about the guy. The guy's like, life.
We get it, Bernie.
Zach Galifianakis and Mike Gibbons were the showrunners. And anyway, so that, what is that? March 6th.
This is
God. No wonder he killed himself.
Does not say the date.
What a half-hearted. None of us even know.
You can't even. There's no date on it.
it's,
If he could hang himself again, he would. Well, anyway, yeah.
Anyway, go to his. So either go to Sam Tripoli or go to my Twitter.
Yeah,
and the link's right there.
Yep.
No, the date is March 6th. They're having a one date for the show.
Okay.
All right. Sam Tripoli's tweet says March 5th in the main room.
Okay, okay. March 5th, and then they're actually having like a burial ceremony, like just for friends and family at the Comedy Store. I think on the 11th. So anyway,
hack salute.
So.
No.
So the so donate to the thing. It's you can go to my Facebook, my personal Facebook, which is still fucking not private, and then go to my and go to my Twitter. I retweeted Brody's. So I said I already donated. I donated $100.
That's nice.
We got some whatchamacallit? Judd Apatow donated 500. Whitney Cummings donated 500. So it was a good idea. I don't know if I helped spur it on, but it was like, you know, some comics, they don't want to fucking, you know, even if they can't do the show, they still want to fucking help out. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to be, we don't live in a world where you have to be there physically to fucking help out. There's the internet.
The digital age, if somebody commits suicide, you
in a digital age. Anyway, let me tell Sam, before we bring Brian Johnson here, let me tell a quick, well, I got Judd Apatow. Anyway, can you go to the Instagram? Can you Comedy Cellar USA Instagram? Anyway, I don't know how Instagram works. Brian, you can sit for this. Because maybe you...
Hey! Hi, Brian. Brian McCarthy.
Brian Johnson.
Wow, some beer, man. My God. Even I can see that.
I've seen you...
good for you.
I've seen you on Chip before.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, cool. Thank you.
He's not here, of course.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, he hasn't seen you anywhere.
Never mind. Yeah. Get in closer, boy.
He's legally blonde.
Yeah, let's see what comes up.
Anyway, so...
can I address one more thing, though?
Yeah.
The hypocrisy of Chad is that...
No hypocrisy. His friend died. His friend hung himself.
But Jim made a joke about... This Brody Stevens.
Hey, Jim's
guy.
Not friends with the
give
guy.
Me the, give me the figure. Let me hold on. So wouldn't
you got to stop sucking Norton's dick? By the way,
no, I'm not sucking his dick. My point is, I'm sucking
fucking AIDS-ridden dick.
Chad is sucking
his tranny
dick.
Covered
my
goo.
Point is like
dick.
I'm a big nobody, but like all of a sudden Chad's like Brian McCarthy fucking blah blah blah, and it's like, well, Jim Norton made the exact kind of style of joke. Well, Chad tweeted Jim Norton and tell him he's a fucking asshole too.
But Chad wasn't on the phone with Norton when he made it.
Norton made the same joke.
You're on the phone with the guy. We were on the phone with the guy. I told him to call in, and it was like you ambushed him.
And ironically, he hung up.
I don't know so many. All right. Have you been studying hanging and hanging up and all the way to make a pun about a
hangman nonstop?
Like Brody's well hung.
Yeah, exactly.
Brody's well hung.
Big tall guy like that.
Probably. Anyway, I don't know how Instagram works. I know that. I mean, I've stated that you can't like on Instagram. You can't retweet like you can on Twitter. You can't share on.
You can repost stuff.
You can repost, but I don't know how to do it. They don't make it easy for you. You have to have an app for it or something.
Yeah, it's called repost.
Repost. So I don't have it anyway. So I don't really know how it works. So
we're off to a good start.
We are. Right. You want to do some more hung punt? You fucking hack. Go for a walk. We don't need you for this segment.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
I said no. Come on. How fucked up are you? No, come on. Are you going to start crying? Jim Stansel.
Kevin, I'm banned because of you.
Banned from where? Twitter.
Until Sunday.
Is this
what you do?
Is this common that like people make a day
I
of
said something
on
like,
comedy? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we break the fourth wall all the time. Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, I said something like, "Kevin, you should kill yourself."
Like you're in the Globe.
Did you said I should kill myself?
Well, no. You said that.
Are you hanging on to that mic
Ohio
for balance?
And like,
he's fucking hammered. Jim Stansel.
No. You said you were in
You know
Ohio.
When a guy's drunk and he goes, no, no, no.
No,
I got this. No, you're drunk. No.
Give me a minute.
Officer, my wife just found, I found my wife's divorcing me, and I'm a little, I had two drinks.
Why don't you give me your license?
Give me your license of registration, officer.
What is this, KKK American now?
Okay, KKK American. What, Jim?
How old are you, Jim? How old are you? 33, all right.
Age of Jesus Christ, Jews killed him.
John Belushi.
Yep. Every time.
Chris Farley. Yep. They all died at 33. So good luck, Jim Stansel. As I say when I close every show, drink and drive.
Did you find the Instagram thing? Or
anyway, so comedy
cookies.
So they had a little. I was on Crashing, like everybody was. It's like jury duty. It's like Law and Order. Huh? If you're an actor. Anyway, so I was on
last night. Sunday night.
No, there was a there, and then the comedy, and then I guess Judd Apatow had made a little. What do you call it when you make a little thing? A little clip.
Yeah, like a trailer.
A little meme, but it was only like 8 seconds long.
Okay.
And he put it on his Instagram. So, and it was with me and Will Sylvans. So the Comedy Cellar reposted it, right? So then I commented on it. What did I say? What was my comment? Does it say? You can read it. Because it's like a short little thing. It doesn't make me look funny. It makes Will Sylvans look funny, and that's almost impossible to do.
You're just a pawn in the whole thing?
Kevin Brennan, 666, wrote, "They didn't use the funny things I said. I always get fucked. Thanks, show business."
So I just wrote that because Liz posted on Comedy Soul USA. So I posted it. Like, first of all, I was playing a bitter guy in the show. So it's in character.
Right.
So then, I post that just so Liz can comment, like, "Oh, you're a fucking bitter cunt," you know, whatever.
Right.
Because Liz runs their thing. So then, you know, we got a couple comments. And then of course, Judd Apatow jumps in.
Wow. The star of Knocked Up?
Judd Apatow jumps in.
Right.
Here's the scene.
It's not my fault you're using whiteness in the wrong way. That's not my
fault. I know. I should have been an agent or something.
All this whiteness and you got you nowhere.
So that's the clip. First of all, what I said wasn't even funny. It wasn't even remotely funny. And I was the one driving the scene the whole time. We literally had to do 20 minutes, just me and him standing there. And I had to like bitch about everything. And he would make like mild reactions. I was driving the whole scene. So for them to give him like the funny shit, but again, it made me look unfunny, which is basically, I'm supposed to be a bitter, unfunny guy.
Also, not to jump in, but it sounds like you said I should be an Asian or something.
Agent. And it was like, even when I said that, I remember saying that when I said it, I was like, it doesn't even make sense.
They'll never use this.
No, yeah, it doesn't make sense. No, because I was literally improvising for like 15 minutes. I was exhausted by the time. And then when we finished the scene, I got a huge laugh. Everybody in the whole fucking room laughed. And they're not even supposed to because they're taping a fucking show.
Right.
So it wasn't like people were laughing as we were improvising. But the last thing I said got such a big laugh. He goes, "Okay, cut." And whatever they say when you're done. So then Judd Apatow jumps in. What did he say? What did he write? Right, Garrett.
I'm a cuck.
Oh.
He wrote, "I got some bad news for you, Kevin. Those were the funny things."
Oh, shit. No, you didn't.
Well, why didn't he? Okay, one, why didn't he emphasize "were," like, to really sort of punch it home? Two, if it makes you feel any better, what that guy said was not funny either.
Well, it was it was like the funniest thing he said while he was there. I don't remember. He was basically, I was just yelling like I am now, and he was just basically reacting to me and mildly, you know. But he was mic'd, so people couldn't even. So I remember even when my wife showed that to me, I didn't watch the show, but my wife, I saw that, and I was like, oh fuck. That's why I wrote that. And then for Judd to go like, for Judd, it's just classic like showbiz. If I would have said like, "Hey, thanks for letting me do that, it was fun," I would have got nothing. But if I complain. Like I always say with fucking Twitter, if you want to get a reaction, say something really positive or really negative. Basically, it's like telling a hot girl she's a cunt. You know what I mean? Then she's like, "How fucking dare you?" Like they're so used to everyone kissing her ass. So Judge used to everyone kissing his ass. So he was like, "How dare this motherfucker?" Right. But I did it in character anyway. It was in character and, you know, whatever.
It's a method.
No, it was when I tweeted, even when I fucking commented, I was still like a bitter guy. Like, I can't get a fucking break. I didn't call him out, but it was still, it still gets in my fucking craw that like, if you're an actor, you're not an actor. I mean, you've acted and stuff, but if you're an actor, you should be raped. You should get AIDS. You should get every possible bad thing because there's no work. You got to audition. And then when you audition, they just take how they edit it, however, which way they want. And then you're like, "That wasn't even funny." So people are like, "Oh, you did great on Crashing." I'm like, "Why? Because I didn't puke on myself?" First of all, they do 30 takes, and they're going to use one that it's like when they get a headshot. People go, "Oh, you look good back then." I go, "They took 40 pictures. Of course one's going to look good.
What is the thing that you said that was so funny that broke up the whole room? Do you remember?
Yeah, I said, I kept going there, kept going on it while I'm so bitter. And then he goes, why are you not blah, blah, blah? Why are you not doing better? I go, because I voted for Trump. And the whole room the whole room exploded. And then extras are coming up to me going like, you better be kidding about that. Okay. I'm like, oh my God, these fucking lunatics.
Before you bury yourself more, Judd is on the phone.
Oh my God, yeah. Judd.
Shalom, shalom.
I was hoping we get R. Kelly. Kevin.
How are you?
Oh, there he is.
John, I mean, I don't want to make a big thing out of it, but like...
Kevin, just stay in your lane for 1 second. Let me talk, okay? You know I love you. You know I love what you did on the show, except all the stuff you did. But everything else, I love. I'm a huge fan. I don't like the way that you talk about what I did. And I was busting balls. This is what guys like me and you do. Hardened rogue comics like myself and you.
Yeah, back and forth.
We bust balls on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. We're just goofing, right?
Yeah, we're goofing. And the worst thing is, look, I've raped. We all know I used to be a rapist, and I cover it up wisely.
Who'd you rape?
My wife, I tricked her into marrying me because she auditioned for me, and when she left, I was like, that's going to be my wife. And then she left, and I kind of held the role over her head, so I used my position of power. That's why I go after all your friends, because they did the same thing, but I don't like to admit my own shortcomings. And let me say this, you acting opposite Gary Coleman in that episode of Crashing was phenomenal.
Very good. Very good.
I think it's Will Sylvans, but you're not good with names.
Will Smith was in my television show.
Hey, what do you think about Amy Schumer getting... She's got a new thing where she's pregnant. Do you think it's her baby? And do you think she stole it from Patrice?
No. It's just a camera. It's 98 pounds. She's not pregnant.
I think
it's great. I'm doing a movie with Pete Davidson now. Did you hear about it?
I heard about it. I saw one of your Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. You took a picture with him. What's it going to be about? Is he going to kill himself?
No. What we do, the movie too starts soon. Where there's ashes flying through the air, and we find out later that's Pete's dad. But what it is, initially we start with the towers. We start with Pete being bored, and then his rise to fame, him trying to kill himself, him putting his penis in Ariana Grande's mouth, then sending the photos to Mac Miller killing himself. It's like comedy meets drama. I'm going to call it a comma drama.
All right.
Is that why he killed himself? Because of the pictures?
That's what most people would say, yeah, because Pete's got a picture. Pete's got a big whore, a big hog on him, you know, because when your dad dies, your penis grows 4 inches. And what he did was he sent in a picture of his penis in Ariana. And Ariana's got a tiny little mouth. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've masturbated to it several times. My daughter's walked in on me doing it. And it's a great bout. So Pete's penis looked even bigger, and he sent it to Mac Miller, and then Mac, who had a history of depression, killed himself.
Imagine you see a dick that's so big, you're like, all right, I'm killing myself.
It would hurt your feelings, though.
I lost three girlfriends.
What are your feelings? Like, if you're some girl you like, she was, like, fucking somebody else,
right.
And you're already, like, a little on edge because she broke up with you, and she's hot, and she's famous. That's why you shouldn't date anybody famous, because they can fuck with your head.
Yeah. That's why I definitely.
I broke up with Tom Brady. Pete wanted to kill himself because he probably felt bad about it. He does drugs sometimes. I learned about that. That's the script on page 4. He smokes a bong. Very excited about that.
Sounds like a great project.
We're really excited about it. It's like what we did with Amy's life, but you know how she was a slut and she'd be like, eat my pussy. With Pete, it's like, hey, I'm going to make a rapper kill himself. And he does comedy in it, too.
And what?
He does comedy in the movie. He does stand-up.
Oh, he does a stand-up.
On that little skateboard thing he has, the ones that blow up.
Are you going to be in it, Judd?
Sure, I'll be. I'm the guy that puts his penis against the window.
Oh, it sounds like a musical or something.
It sounds like a musical.
Yeah. I don't remember ever hearing Judd so off-brand. Is this specific to your show?
he goes a little rogue.
Yeah.
I go a little rogue. I'm burning bridges on this show. You know who else I hate? Seth Rogen. You know why? Fag. No one knows it. Queer as a $3 bill dipped in semen and AIDS blood. That's how clear he is.
Jeez.
Judd Apatow, everybody. Thank you for calling in, Judd.
All right. Look at that.
Oh, hang on. The garbage truck is coming to take my scripts away.
Hope this doesn't leak out.
No, yeah.
All right, Judd. Have a good day. I might not have been Judd.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Think so?
It could have been. I don't know. I don't.
Anyway.
Sam, and he didn't say any of those things.
Anyway,
you just have that ability to draw things out of people.
I do. I'm a good interviewer.
Yeah, you really are. You give people space, and they fill up their
mind. No, I'm vulnerable, so they open up because they sense my vulnerability.
It's an empathy. Guard down. It's empathy.
Yeah.
So, Brian, what have you been up to? Where do you go up?
I grew up in Jersey, like Jersey Shore.
We're in the Jersey Shore.
You know where like Sandy Hook is, like kind of by, there's like Seabright.
Yeah,
like
I know Chasbury. Sandy Hook.
Yeah, Sandy Hook. Not the gay nude beach, the rest of Sandy Hook.
There's a gay nude beach there?
Sure is. I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's...
But are the women hot there?
No, they're not. I think the only nude beach, one of two on the East Coast, and
Sandy Hook.
It's mostly gay dudes, and then a couple strippers.
Ironically, you could take a ferry there.
Yeah, you can.
To a gay beach.
A gay beach. Can't make
a nude
that up.
Beach.
Yeah. Right. If you're looking for gay hookups, that would be the place to go because it's mostly.
Well,
gay
I'm not.
And really old people.
Right.
I'm not old.
Right.
There's a lot of old people there, nude.
Yeah. It's pretty disgusting.
You never see the people you want to see nude on
it. Right. You never see Ariana Grande at a nude beach.
No. There's a Lucy Vincent Beach in Martha's Vineyard. I used to go there all the time, and I would take sand and pack it up, like wet sand up my asshole, and we would always be on acid, and we'd run down to the shoreline, and we'd go,
did you just read this in a Dear Penthouse one time?
Cause it's right.
It's
right.
Completely made up.
It's totally.
You put wet sand up your asshole, and like, then you took and then you took acid?
I took acid before on the way to the beach, and then we'd be on acid tripping, and then we'd go to the water line, and we'd grunt, and all this wet sand would fall over our asshole. Okay, we're shitting. And I have a really hairy asshole, so like it was like clumps of it. This guy comes up to me, he goes, "You're being too nude for the nude beach." And then one time, this is 94.
Oh, then you had nothing on, and then you were
totally
just
naked.
Oh, I thought you were like 10. You were older.
No, I was a young lion. I was ripped like a telephone cord.
What?
I don't know, telephone cord. It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to think of it like it's all squiggly. But then one time I was in the water and I was on acid.
Like a slinky?
Yeah, like a slinky. And I was in the water, I was on acid, and I was talking to this old Jewish guy in the water, and he had a big white floppy hat on, and OJ had just been arrested, and I'm talking to this old guy for like an hour, just shooting this.
You're on acid now?
No,
I'm telling all these free associates, OJ had just been arrested, and then the Knicks were playing that night.
Yeah, there is sand on the floor, so right. It's possible.
So then I'm in the water talking to this old guy and about OJ Simpson, and afterwards we shook hands, and I said, "Nice talking to you, man." And I come out, my friend goes,
"Turns out it was Johnny Cochran."
It was Alan Dershowitz.
No, it wasn't.
I promise you.
Alan Dershowitz
and I talked about the OJ thing. He was one of the criminal attorneys.
Yeah, he was one of his dream team.
Exactly. He was on the dream team. This is before he got hired by OJ. He was like, not for nothing, but I think he's guilty. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
He talked like an old Jew.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was all naked with a big white hat on.
Oh, he was naked too?
It was a nude beach. What is he, some kind of weirdo wearing a Speedo to the nude beach?
I would. I'm shy.
Or talking to someone for an hour, like another man totally naked without anything. Other than, like, I can't believe we're naked. Let's put clothes on.
I know, but were you blind then?
No, full vision.
You were just looking at him?
I was on acid. I was
just, his eyes out after that.
I was swimming around in the ocean.
But did you not look at his dick? Is it hard enough?
His water. It was like up the water.
Oh, you're in the water.
You're in the water, yeah.
Because I would think if you're standing with a guy, you're going to look at his dick, right? Just out of curiosity.
I went, there's a private club in New York here called the New York Athletic Club, and it's on
private.
Central Park South. Yes, it is.
Everyone knows about it.
NYAC is private. But on Thursdays, you can swim nude in the pool with other men. I did it once. It was horrifying. It was all these, because I was on
acid.
But
why would you go on, is that like a thing? Like a perk?
Yep. Like the Union Club has a pool, and they swim
nude. On Thursdays, so it's crowded, extra crowded on Thursday when you can
it's all like 80-year-old white guys that are naked that are just.
Because normally women can be in it?
Yeah, it's not co-ed on Thursdays in the pool. Women have their own day.
Why do you want to swim naked?
I didn't want to. My friend was like, "It'll be fun." And I was like, after 10 minutes, I was like, "This is not fun." So I just like put my clothes on and went to the bar and waited for him to finish his swimming.
Aren't there some things you don't have to prove to yourself to realize, like, this,
might be fun.
This is going to be disgusting?
Ryan, you're making a good point. But, you know,
I'd be very good. He would make a good lawyer.
What? The whole system's on trial.
He keeps rubbing his beard. Mm-hmm. I'm a wise wizard.
Yeah.
There is a guy who's like, he's like got long hair and shit. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, he's the guy from New York. Yeah, he used to have a show on Ruby or something.
Ron Kutzler.
Ron Kuby.
He mentioned him in Big Lebowski.
Somebody told me to hire him one time. Somebody, I forget who I was dealing with at the time. They go, hire Ron Kuby. Oh, Dave Heenan. He's a comic. He knows what he lives down the village near the guy. He goes, get Ron Kuby to handle this. I forget what I was going to court for then.
Ron,
huh? I mean, he's expensive. No, but he said he loves comics, but.
Okay.
I was showing my crashing reel.
Right. You got it right. Like Judd Apatow and I are good friends. We bust each other's balls on social media.
Just to back up Brian, there's an article from December 15, 2001 in the Free Republic. Alan Dershowitz, : I enjoy getting naked at nude beach.
That's right. Hello.
So everything you said so far, since we met you, has been true because of that.
Even the YouTube.
You do have a big hog.
I do. Even the YouTube thing that
these guys are drinking whiskey out of like a fucking thing, like hobos have.
Yeah. This is like Port Authority.
Like you're at a fucking Neil Young concert in the 70s.
The needle and the damage.
And you had to sneak it in and.
They're not even sneaking in.
Would it make you feel better if you knew for a fact after that article that quote was directly attributed to you? He's like, I like getting naked in the water with other men because of that conversation.
Brian McCarthy. And Brian McCarthy.
21-year-old Brian McCarthy. I remember
21?
Yeah. They were like flashing lights behind him. Like there are these brilliant blue and red and blue lights.
Why?
Because I was on acid. And I was like talking to this guy.
Because the cops were there.
Yeah, right.
Busting out their party.
Imagine getting.
What are these lights?
Yeah. I got naked all the time in Martha's Vineyard. One time I left the house and it was a Sunday afternoon and I told my buddy,
went to the supermarket?
No, I said, let's just walk around naked. And we just walked around naked all day long and we went to we found an art gallery opening and they had free wine, you know, like art galleries, and we got shit faced on wine.
And they let you in naked?
Naked, yeah.
No, they didn't.
They sure did.
Why?
Because we were, it's like Martha's Vineyard, this is 25 years ago. It was still pretty like.
James Taylor was there?
Dippy. Right. James Taylor was like.
Ellie Simon, they were.
Put his ponytail on my dick.
They were singing at the fucking.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
It was so long ago. We just came up with that day.
Right. Yeah. The Taylor family on the vineyard is a huge family. My aunt has this great.
They all do heroin like him.
No, he had his little spat, but he would go.
Wasn't he 10 years, 20 years?
A junkie for a while, but. Not anymore, but my aunt would say, because my aunt owned a nightclub in Martha's Vineyard, and she would go, how many Taylors does it take to screw in a light bulb? She would go, 1 in 10 on the guest list.
That's gold.
Right?
That's fucking gold.
Chad, put that in your act.
Get your mom. Who is that, your aunt?
My aunt, yeah.
Get her up
she
here.
She opened a nightclub called the Hot Tin Roof with Carly Simon and James Taylor back in like 19.
No, she didn't.
I promise you. Garrett, look it up if you want. But
if you want, if you don't want to, don't.
Look how Garrett's fact checking me. I'm gonna get in and see. What's
look it up if you want, Garrett. I fucking dare you.
Aside from the ones that you've listed already, have you had another gay experience where there's like contact?
Oh well, You're new to the show, buddy.
Yeah.
pull that stool over here. I'll give you a sample.
He's had some very gay.
I had a guy try to blow me, but I lost my hard on immediately because I can feel the stubble on his chin on the base of my cock. So I just I tried it. This girl I was fucking at the time, she said I could fuck her in the ass if I let him do it. And I tried it. There's a lot of cocaine involved. It was a late night. And I just got, but I mean, if Garrett was to pull up a picture of the girl, then maybe you'd understand.
I've never been hit. Dude.
Garrett, he's flopping all his hands. He needs a third hand.
Robinson, danger.
Fucking what?
Willem
Christ. He don't get paid enough to do all this shit. My son said pussy the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I heard my wife referring to your brother? No, my wife goes, well, Daniel, that's a bad word. And then and then later on I said, what did he say, pussy? And he goes, yeah. Because he goes, where'd you pick that up? She goes, Dad. Dad says it at his job. Because when he comes here, now he used to listen on his headphones, but now he has like a new headphone thing, and it just in one ear, so he listens to the show with the other.
Secret Service.
Yeah, so that's what it's like. So now I'm like, huh?
How old?
He's 40, but you know, now he's 6. He's a good kid. If he uses it properly, if he uses it in the right context, who gets hurt? And he said, he goes, he's a pussy.
Yeah, but you can't know.
Really?
You don't want to be the person with that kid.
I do. I think it's cool.
All those little Indian kids here in his class. He's like, Daddy, the little half-breed boy called me a pussy today. Then you've got to go in and like deal with the parents and mother smells weird and you got to like talk to the dad. And
that's true.
Just, you know.
They're going to blow him away in spelling bees and shit.
Yeah, exactly. apothecary. Epiote.
So fucked up because my wife is bilingual Spanish, and the Indian kids are better at Spanish than my son is, and they don't even speak Spanish. So they bully him. They mock him because they know
he can't speak Spanish.
Yeah, because he's not good in Spanish. And my wife is bilingual. She actually works now as a bilingual medical interpreter. But she won't teach them. I'm like, teach them umbrella and fucking every word. They should know every word. Shouldn't they? Do you have kids?
I do. She's 13. She has Down syndrome, though. So I actually fought against her learning Spanish when she was in third grade.
For real?
Like, she barely knows English. And you're going to try to get this kid to speak Spanish? Like, give me a
fucking... Make fun of that!
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
I don't even know what that is.
No, either.
Wait, you fought against her, and you won?
Because it was a state thing, yeah.
And she was in regular school?
She was in regular school. She was going, like, half special needs, then half, like, with the normies. And then they were, like, trying to introduce a Spanish thing. And I was like, she can speak. She's kind of difficult to understand. I was like, she doesn't need to know Spanish. She'll never need to know Spanish. And she's, like, Puerto Rican, too. She's, like, Puerto Rican. I'm like, it's just not necessary. It's right. Like this state shit. Like, enough with it.
Yeah. That's New Jersey, right?
That was New Jersey, yeah. So they stopped and they started teaching her shit. She really needs to know, you know? She's 13. She can read, like, simple sentences right now at 13. So fucking Spanish? Yeah.
Right. It'll just 90, confuse her. Right. Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Hey. Brian.
Yo.
Which Brian?
You and,
which Brian?
What's the problem with Bill Schultz?
Oh,
Bill Schultz is talking a lot of shit.
You want me to take this one? Who's Bill Schultz?
No, I was on Bill's show yesterday. No, he gave. There's a guy that listens to his show, also listens to our show, and he like will do like a time stamp. He's like he got on the call and he's like, yeah, at minute 1:10, he said you bruise easily because you have AIDS. Like, he was like reading all the shit you said. What you said, yeah. I don't say anything bad about Bill Schultz. I threw you under the bus. I was like, I know, Kevin's crazy. I never talked to him off the air. I don't know. I was like, I don't know, fuck him.
You know? For you.
Yeah, I mean.
Huh?
You get bored when you're homeless.
Who? You guys or Bill Schultz? Bill Schultz has a show here 4 days a week, but he's broke because he spends all his money. He's like an old Irish guy. He goes across. As soon as he's done with his shift, he goes across the bar and he gives all the money to the bartender.
He used to work in print media.
Are you still working print media?
Have a shot
where it's like just go home, you know. But he's an alcoholic, and
it seems to be a prerequisite for Compound America. I'm gonna have to start drinking.
It's a bit of a thing.
Hey, what are you, my sponsor?
You got to be either complete drunk or sober. Like I'm not sober, but Aaron Berg's sober, and Landau's sober.
Really, Gino is, right?
Yeah, Gino's stone cold sober. So were you with
Bizarro World?
Were you with Bill Schultz today?
Yeah. Well, no. He had to reclaim all his property because he had his wallet stolen yesterday.
He's like a homeless lady who lives in the Port Authority. He has the same problems that they have. Like, stole my wallet. And I'm a classy lady, so I won't say the N-word, but I want to.
So you're a married guy, and you have a child. Doesn't really mean much. How do you see yourself at, like, 80, assuming you're alive, 80, 85? Would you think more like that guy?
Bill Schultz?
Or more like a person who's, like, really living out their golden years with their grandchildren and shit?
Well, hopefully I'm divorced. And,
Imagine you eat some 80-year-old culo. Kevin, come here, eat this culo. He's gray like Gandalf's beard.
I eat my wife's pussy. I mean, her ass. Yeah. So he makes a bit. He does an impression of me.
Push your wrinkled tongue up my wrinkled asshole.
This is her at 80.
This is so nice. Oh, Kevin, I gotta not make some poopies on your face, okay? Do my best. Golden Girls is on. I love this show. I got late 3 days.
I don't know what's going to happen. What do you think's going
to
happen?
You?
Yeah, when I'm 80. Oh,
when you're 80, you'll make 80. You'll live to 80.
My mom's 85, and she's still getting around. So I'll probably still be podcasting.
You take good care of yourself. I don't know why.
I ran 4 miles today.
Did you? Where'd you get? Were you 4 miles away from your house?
Don't even make sense, but these retards laugh.
To Brian.
Exactly. But he's shining. Masculine.
I went to Disney.
How old are you? You're younger than me, right?
51.
Yeah, yeah, you're younger than me.
You went to Disney and what?
I went to Disney with a kid and my girlfriend last year. And when you go in there, they want to take a picture of you and stuff. And they have, you know, like you can hold a lightsaber and shit like that. You don't hold the lightsaber, but you pretend you are. Then they put it in later. And the lady's like, okay, well, stand like this. And then just like, you know, kind of raise your arm up. And I said, you mean like this? You never saw a Disney person make contact faster than you. No.
Wait, you did it?
I did it. Yeah, I was.
But
like,
you look unhinged
like
anyway with your big beard anyway, so they don't know what to think.
So getting through, they already had cameras on.
Yeah,
and they see that.
You get stopped going to the airport and stuff.
No,
you get extra checked.
No, it's not that big of a. It's not that big of a detriment, really. Yeah, I mean, except for people who think they're funny, they're like, "Hey, ZZ Top." It's like, motherfucker. Like that's how I know you're a fucking tourist. You're a pedestrian.
God, I didn't say it. I almost said it.
No, just say like Rasputin or something a little more, like just a tiny more obscure, Z-top. You know?
And I would say if he's in the audience, I go, hey, everybody, ZZ Top's here.
Do you have legs and you know how to use them?
I'm such a hack.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, some idiot at a diner just said it. I know you're better than that, so.
Barely.
Yeah.
Is it the waiter?
No, some guy. Some
no, because these Jersey diners, you know how they are.
Well,
keep it real.
That's what I said to my girlfriend. I was like, how does he know I'm not going to turn around and just be like, what the fuck did you say?
Yeah, and pull out a fucking Magnum. Do they still have Magnums?
Yeah, they're big condoms. You put your cock in.
No, like a Magnum 45. Oh, look that up, Garrett.
I know, but poor Garrett. Like, Garrett! Mrs. Garrett!
Garrett, go get me a sandwich.
Right.
So wait, so what? So you don't? I know he has a podcast. They have like a huge Patreon. You guys have a huge Patreon, right?
Yeah. I went to a Patreon meeting last week.
Why?
Meeting.
They asked us to come in and sort of like talk about the platform and what could be better. What
do they take 5% from you, no matter how high you get?
I think so. I think
what's the name of your show?
Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Okay.
I've been doing it for like 9 years with me, my friend Walt, who was on our show, Comic Book Men, and Brian Quinn, who's on Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
Like, we started it before those TV shows came out.
Okay, gotcha.
But what made you start a podcast? And then did you do Patreon? Oh, Patreon's just new because Patreon wasn't even around.
Patreon's only
ago.
Since July we started.
And you got that big that quick?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How many numbers do you have? What's your
6,000, 7,000?
6,800, somewhere around there. Yeah, all right. See?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, move that chair in.
And this isn't stubbly. This is nice and soft.
May I touch it? Do you mind? May I touch your beard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's nice.
All right.
Why do you have it so long? I mean, I was curious. I mean, I don't want to talk about your beard, but like, why do you have it so long? You just like it?
In like 2010, I was at my friend's house, and I was looking in the mirror, and I'm like, I wonder what I'd look like with a long beard. So I just started to grow it. And then in that time, we started doing the podcast, and then the TV show started, so then it kind of became like a defining feature.
Okay, fair enough.
And I was just like, plus I have a really weak chin.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know, it looks better. But yeah, I'm just like, I just don't give a fuck.
You ever been approached by gay guys about your beard?
No.
Or
for any reason.
Well, there's a gay subculture called bearding. Have you heard about bearding?
Yeah.
That's true. Where you might
get into this. Is that like waterboarding?
I went to see Colin Quinn's Red State Blue State show last night. And
I heard it sucks.
Oh my god, it does suck.
You did?
No. Yeah. Everyone's like,
I can't imagine it sucks though, because I've never seen Colin like real. I always like Colin's stand up, even
I just
if it's
don't
just
like politics. So it's an hour and a half of him being like politics, red state, blue state. And I just was like, I fell asleep literally.
But you're not good at night anyway.
I was all right. I mean, I had a bunch of drinks.
Isn't it always night?
Huh?
Doesn't it feel like it's always night?
Oh, yeah. So I have peripheral vision. Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm like in Alaska. Always dark here.
Dinner rod. That's right. Jack, call the wild. I was in my band. It's like my cock, you fucking black guy. Then I can fuck that Jewish girl in her ass.
Black
guy. Yeah.
But he gets progressively drunker as the day goes on.
So if you fair.
If you try to do a podcast with him at night, it's not, because he's always like, this is great. This is really great. He's like real. He's just drunk, and then he has like mood swings where he gets you can see him getting like drowsy, and then he'll drink. He'll have more drinks. You're not good at night sitting there. If you can talk, but you can't talk at Colin's show.
Fine, but Colin,
you can't talk. You have to sit there and listen. You don't like to listen.
No, I don't. You're right. I'm not a good audience member. So I sat there and like it started. The show started. I immediately was like 5 minutes in. I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. And then my buddy who's sitting next to me, who I brought to the show for his birthday, he was apparently, we're in the second row right in front, and I'm like going like pass out. Like, and my friend said, whether he's right or wrong, I don't know. He said Colin was like staring right at me. Like,
well, he probably knows you.
Maybe. Yeah, he does know me.
He doesn't know you, but he right. probably recognize, even with the lights, he might recognize you.
The room wasn't like rolling with laughter. It was.
It's fucking Tuesday.
Well, I mean, it was a full house, I think.
In February.
Yeah. But my point is like.
You always think it's a full house. Is it a full house?
Hey, Bob Saget, apparently he's a real, apparently he works really blue and he's on that show. So anyway, so I mean, I'm a huge Colin fan. I just, it's the politics is not my thing. So
what's your thing?
I like, you know,
like Benny Hill, you like slapstick.
I like
people tripping early, on a banana.
Yeah, early,
that's hilarious.
Early Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah,
that's what I like to before the bottle and the pussy incident.
But how has Benny Hill not been shamed by now? With all the goose and the shirts being pulled off, can we not take away his legacy?
Well, he's dead, right? He's got to be.
It doesn't matter.
Garrett.
Well, John Wayne's dead. They're going after him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Benny Hill.
Why don't we get Benny Hill? Why don't we start something online?
I like to rape girls, and I don't like blacks, Pilgrim. Jews run the media, you know what I mean, Pilgrim? Give me another pack of cigarettes. I smoke 10 packs a day.
What was his real name? What was John Wayne's real name, huh?
His name was Alan Rabinowitz.
No, John Wayne. John Wayne's a fake name, right?
John Wayne's real name was Marion Robert Morrison.
Oh, yeah, Marion. He's Marion. A fag. It's a faggy name.
I'm a cowboy named Marion. First name, Maid. Rob from the rich, steal from the poor.
Let's follow Marion into the fucking, to the right. frontier.
Oh, my name is Marion Morrison. All right, we're done. It's a wrap.
But.
God.
The guy who started that I saw anyway on Twitter, who started that whole thing, when people responded, was like, well, it's not like I'm surprised that, you know, with this John Wayne stuff. And I'm thinking, well, then why the fuck would you tweet it? Then why even bring it up? It's like, if someone's born in 1907, chances are they've said something like this or thought something like this. So what the fuck is the point of bringing it up?
Go back to your own water fountain.
Change the name of the fucking airport. Who cares? Whatever.
Right. Move.
What did he say? He don't.
Well, he was just like, wow, can't believe. And he was like, I'm not shocked. It's like, the second you say wow, asshole, it means that you're at least mildly surprised.
He tweeted something?
What about the interview with John Wayne? Like, here's something from a 70s interview. It's a 1973 interview with John Wayne where he says something about, like, black people, like, hey, get yourselves together or some shit. Whatever. It wasn't very common.
They listen to him. They're getting themselves together.
They're doing great. I'm going to pull my pants up.
Can't be in a gunfight with saggy pants.
No, you really can't be, right?
And that guy has a gun belt on, and his pants still didn't sag. That's someone who's committed to his pants staying up.
It's good tailoring.
My son, even he wears pants, so he goes, Dad, look, I'm gangster. Even he knows it's fucking gangster wear your pants too low.
Gangster,
he'll be hanging it. He'll be hanging it down. His dick will be flopping over his fucking. Don't make a sound.
I'm not going to make a. It's cool, though.
Don't go, ooh.
It's cool, though. It's all right. It's
delicious.
I'm saying. It's a little 6-year-old dick. Lickety lick lick. I'll get him hard. He's young.
What?
I'm just saying. I was an altar boy myself, so I just know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta put the finger in their ass. That'll get Junior's attention.
6-year old?
Yeah, maybe 7 or 8. 6 is a little.
Wait.
Way. Yeah. Here's the truth. You always do this. You go, do you believe in Santa Claus? I go, I know. I've got my doubts. Then it's game on. You know, if you still believe in Santa Claus, my hands are off. I'm not going to ruin your childhood.
Usually when I do it, they don't believe in Santa Claus anymore.
Just throw a wet towel at him. Clean yourself up, you little faggot.
Yeah.
You
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you're not. You don't act. You don't go out for any. You don't act at all. You're not an actor at all.
No.
You're on a show, though, right?
I was on the TV show. I do some stuff with
this TV show's over?
TV show's over. I do some stuff with the IJ guys.
What was it called? Beards R Us?
No. Well, that's not a bad idea for my follow-up.
Bad idea, all right.
That's called ZZ Top Presents.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
But no, I don't act. But, like, well, we do shows, like, with Impractical Jokers, like, on their cruise and shit. And
Did you go on their latest cruise?
Yeah.
Did you hang out with Joe DeRosa?
I did. I love DeRosa.
Me too.
I love DeRosa.
You do? You don't do stand up or anything. You're just there.
No, but I may try to get into it. I'm talking to Bobby Kelly to see if he'll be my comedy coach.
You know
Bobby
what, man?
Kelly? I met him on the cruise. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's funny, Dan.
Come from the heart, man. Just speak from your heart, dude. You know, just talk about things that are real. You know, dude.
Like broken ribs.
Yeah, you know.
Did he break his ribs? Cigars. He was on the cruise.
No, he broke his ribs afterwards.
Oh, yeah. So he's your mentor.
He's going to be my mentor, yeah.
Wait, you cut to him. He weighs 300 pounds more than he does now. He told me to do a lot of fat jokes, eat donuts and pizza and soda.
And rely on a character to carry your network.
I broke so many ribs, I went to Tony Roma's, dude.
I broke so many ribs, I ate two of them.
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant. He was just like,
breaking the rib in half. Oh, my God.
Bobby Kelly. Is he going to charge you? No, of course, Bobby never makes money. Yeah. No, I used to be at Bobby's network at Riotcast. They don't make any money. So he got mad I left. I go, I got to feed my fucking family, Bobby. Mm. No disrespect to you, Bobby.
No.
Oh, I thought you were accusing him of eating all the food.
We'll be great, though.
No.
Bobby, it'd be great if you started doing comedy, became really, really successful, and then Bobby would just hate you forever.
Yeah.
Like, it would just really...
He's my protege.
Yeah, right. You're like Salieri and Mozart, you know?
Yeah.
He's like
staring at Jesus and shit.
He's like watching you from...
The one-man show is called Protege.
Yeah. He's got like opera glasses, and he's having like a ice cream cone in the orchestra, and he's like watching... I knew him when... You know what, dude?
We're at a party. He's like, tell a Bobby Kelly joke with a mask on.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Bobby should have always have a sandwich on the stool on the stage with him. So he just tell his story. He's like, ah. He doesn't even comment. He just takes a bite, starts chewing like a Slim Jim. Never says he's.
It's an hour of him just eating.
Yeah, just
eating.
Eating.
Yeah.
Not eating it.
So what part of town do you live in? Do you live in New York now? Or?
Wait, so did Bobby tell you to do it? Did Bobby tell you to do it?
It's just something I'd been thinking about, like I would like to try.
I've done about your beard, though.
I've done tons of shows, but like Q will be there.
Kevin Smith does stand-up, right? Does he do stand-up or does he just Q&A?
He does like, well, he'll tell stories and then do like a Q&A afterwards.
He doesn't tell any jokes.
No, he's not
friends
like
with Kevin Smith.
Stand-up type guy. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I got into everything because of Kev.
And he lost a lot of weight, right?
He's super thin, yeah.
He looks like shit, right? Because he got that big head.
It looks like a bobblehead, kind of. Yeah, like he's like ripped, like thin body, like
ripped,
and shit.
Well, but thin,
know, real thin. Yeah, and his head.
And then he lost the weight immediately. He went on a strict diet immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, he just eats
nuts and twigs, whatever you can find at the park.
And the nuts, I can't attest to.
Does he talk about how he wants to kill himself because he can't have real food?
No.
He's fine with it?
That guy never. I don't think I've ever once heard him say I want to kill myself. To the billion times he's heard me say it to him, probably.
Right. Oh, you say it a lot.
Oh, yeah. I say it all the time.
Okay.
How do you want to kill yourself?
I think it at least twice a day, verbalize it maybe a couple times, until my girlfriend's like, shut the fuck up. Stop.
Why do you want to kill yourself? Just because it's...
That's who I should date, that chick in Massachusetts or wherever who talked her boyfriend into killing himself. Exactly. That's what I need is like a cheerleader, not somebody to tell me not to do it.
Yeah. Yes and. Yes
yeah,
and.
Exactly. Some girl from like a Worcester, Mass. You know what? You could use like a hang-in. You could use oxycontins. You could like cut your wrist or whatever. You know, just go ahead and do it. Life's running. You're going to die anyway. Just do it tomorrow.
Wait, so you want to kill yourself just because it's always in your head or are you something specific?
It's not something specific. It's just been like lifelong depression. So sometimes things are fine and then other times...
Are you on meds?
I was on mood stabilizers, and then I stopped taking them, and then my mood became unstabilized. So really, I should go back.
Are you on them now?
Again. Not right now, no.
Like to drink? Do you drink?
I drink. Well, I took painkillers for a long time. Nice. I had like a bum knee, so I was on Roxy's for years and years. Until, you know, I went to rehab and all that shit and then got off them. And people are like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to drink around you. I respect your sobriety. And I'm like, I'm not sober. Like, I will not be able to be sober for the rest of my life. I can't do it. I don't overindulge, but it's like just to keep in a mental state.
So you have like
a natural mental state is not for me.
So you'll have like a couple of drinks every day or what's
No, like a couple of drinks a week maybe. Okay. Like smoke, you know, vape here and there.
Weed?
Yeah.
Any coke or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing like I have prescription Adderall because I have ADD.
It's so funny. It's hard to a guy who just got out of rehab. You do coke? Yeah, a little bit. Everything says, yeah, a little bit.
Why not?
No, I'm cutting down, but I do a little bit of everything.
Why are you asking?
Yeah. The rehab I went to also was like, there are people who don't vacation in places this nice because Kev was like, hey, go here.
Oh, he paid?
Yeah. It's not a real rehab. They have pools and a chef and all kinds of shit.
So from when you were young, you had problems, mental problems?
Yeah. Like, well, I've always had the ADD shit, but like I'm from the 70s. So my mother was like, I'm not putting you on that. I'd rather yell at you for getting in trouble at school. So it was only after high school that, like, I was diagnosed, and they start giving you the medicine and shit. But it's as far back as I can remember, even teenager, it's just like, you know.
I know when I was in L.A., I went on antidepressants because I was going to kill myself. I told my doctor I was going to kill myself. Right. I would be like, I'm going to kill myself. Can I get some stuff? Because I had to go, because I think I was seeing a psychiatrist or a therapist or whatever, and I said, yeah, I think I'm going to kill myself. She goes, well, go to the doctor. I can't prescribe because she wasn't a psychiatrist.
Right.
She wasn't a licensed doctor, so I had to go to a doctor. But
Lucy
just,
from Peanuts?
Yeah. So I just walk in and they go, she goes, so what's wrong? I go, yeah, I'm going to kill myself. Can I get some medicine? Like, it was very, like, matter of fact. But then she gave it to me. I didn't really like it, but the reason I took it is because I was, like, a stay-at-home dad for, like, a couple of months.
Right.
And I was losing my shit, you know, and then I stopped taking it. But I would, like, if my kids were really getting on my nerves and my wife wasn't home, I would take it.
What was it? What did they get?
I don't know. It wasn't a high dosage, but I would just take it. And I could feel it working because they were like driving me crazy, and then the medicine would kick in. I'd be like, they're not bad kids, right. They're just kids. But then my doctor goes, you can't do that because you gotta take it every day, or else it's too erratic.
You're
but
all
I'm like,
over the place.
But I like the feeling of it. I like the feeling of like being like really enraged and then taking it. It was almost like being drunk. You know what I mean? Because I could feel it, like how it made my mood change.
Well, that's the way the oxys were. Like oxy, man, like you would take it, like when I first started taking it anyway, and it would just be like this, like almost like ripple up your body, and just like this, like so you're pulling up a blanket over yourself. Yep. It was fucking awesome.
Until Why'd you start
not.
Taking that?
Because I didn't have health insurance, and my knee had arthritis. It was all fucked up, so I couldn't get the knee replacement, so the doctor just gave me Roxy's.
Roxy's?
Like Roxycodone. They're just like pure. They don't have any Percocet or anything in them.
And your doctor?
By bad, you mean great? Then yeah.
The doctor gave it to you?
Yeah. He's like this old school doctor.
Dr. Vinnie Bubatz?
Yeah.
Exactly.
People hooked on heroin, man.
Yeah. Well, that's how.
So that's common.
My
like
sponsor.
So it's common because the doctor is, you don't have health insurance, so the doctor's like, I just buy some of this.
Well, back then, now it's nearly impossible to get that shit. You could get into a car accident, and they're like, you know, little tussin.
What'd you say?
Hard smart.
Your mic's not on, you idiot. Yeah.
I think it is on. I think his mic is live, I'm pretty sure.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. My 12.
If you're listening, you missed Car Schmar.
You've been on like everything. You've been through everything.
Yeah, well, I never took acid. I know at this advanced age it's embarrassing, but I am interested in taking Molly and microdosing acid. I think a full trip would fuck me up, but like I know microdosing is.
Yeah, Molly's great. Ecstasy's great. I used to sell these things called candy flips. They were half acid, half ecstasy. So basically,
they didn't say half candy. They're called candy flips. Why would they not be half, at least half
little candy? Little
candy?
Well, I sold
like that candy that you got to bite off the paper. Yeah, like those dots, you just bite them off the paper. Even the paper is delicious if it gets a little bit stuck to it.
Mine was a Pez dispenser. Okay, here you go. Have fun. Let's open it up. It's like a Jughead's head from Archie Comics. There you go. Have your. But anyway, they were great because it made you feel like you're on ecstasy, which is great. But the acid gave it legs, so it was like an 8-hour ecstasy trip. It was really terrific.
Sounds amazing.
Oh my god, I used to fuck so many guys on that. I can't cut that out. That last part. Ecstasy's.
What to you and Alan Dershowitz?
I'm in the water.
In the vineyard.
Right. Exactly. I've got a starfish up his ass. This is great. But hold on. So you've only been doing this podcast for like. 10 years, 9 years, 6 years, 9 years, 10 years. So what did you do before that for work?
I worked for Kev. I worked at his LA comic book store.
Okay.
And then I did like for the online shit. I did his merchandise.
Well, let's start with that. Are you on that show? Are you on that comic book show they have?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at this guy.
I'm the one with the beard.
Brian. I see on TV you look like you got little starter tits.
I had a PR thing with my trainer. Personal record.
So,
baby.
So when you worked at the store in LA, people would just come in. They just wanted to meet. They wanted to meet Kevin Smith and meet you and meet whoever was there.
They didn't want to meet me so much because that was
they
like.
They still liked that you were there, right?
They would like that I was there because I've been in small parts and Kevin's going to be up to that point.
Well, you know all about Kevin even if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So that's they wanted that. Everybody knew that's where they could go to get comic books and meet Kevin Smith or get.
Well, not everyone because it closed down.
Can we dork out for 1 second?
Where was it?
I thought you were.
where was it? Like Melrose?
It was down in Westwood. It was on Westwood Boulevard right by UCLA.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You ever meet the Cowboy Robots? Oh, Westworld. Let me ask you a couple.
Well, he said Westwood.
Yeah, I know. So let me ask you, can I ask you one
couple? What are you, like I'm a dick because you make a bad pun and I don't.
By the way, you say something now that now is in my vernacular all the time. I say it all day long, I go, come on, man. Like I say, you say that and now I picked it up.
All right.
It's all right.
Better than getting AIDS.
It's like having diabetes now. One comic book question for you. What adaptation of a book would you like to see made into a movie? Because I've got mine.
Of a comic book?
Yeah.
Full Killer. That's my stock answer. Full Killer was like Marvel. It was like The Punisher.
Okay.
Except it was grittier and kind of more fucked up.
Okay.
They'll never make it.
And why do you hate pools so much?
Why do I hate pools or...
Pool Killer, I thought you meant...
Oh, Full Killer, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm an idiot. You know what I'd love to see? This is really dorky. Remember Secret Wars of the Beyonder?
You should know that my role in the show was to ask questions about comics because I don't really know that much and call my friends gay.
So okay, fair enough. So then we don't have any more than that.
You don't know that much about comics?
Almost nothing.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
No? You like Wonder Woman? She's got a lasso. Tell the truth in that motherfucker. You ever read Kulo? Yes!
How do you not know about comic books? Well, who's in the comic books? Did they want to open a comic book store in L.A.?
Kev was. And he opened it in New Jersey. And then there was one in New Jersey since 97. So I ran that one. Then I left.
But you still didn't know anything about comic books, even working there?
Nope.
Like, people would ask you, go fuck yourself. And you were like the worst customer service ever.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know.
Where's the new Batman? You're like, who's Batman?
What section is that? You're like, I don't even know. I just work here. I hate comic books.
Pretty much. Yeah, like I'm the person that I would hate going into a store. I'd be like, then why the fuck are you here, idiot?
Yeah.
Super who? So hold on. So you and Kevin are like childhood friends?
We started hanging out right after he graduated high school.
Okay.
Because we worked at the same recreation center in town. Me, Walt, Jason Mewes.
Yeah, the guy
And Walt.
Okay.
All the guys from Clerks were...
Yeah, Walt was in Clerks and he was in the comic book show. And now he runs Kevin's
store.
I
was looking all this up last night. They made Clerks for like $30,000.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
They made a movie for $30,000.
Shouldn't even be here today.
On film, too. Like, not even video. On film.
Is that cheaper?
No, film's way more expensive. Video's like way cheaper.
So nobody got paid anything?
I think, well, some people got paid some stuff. I know.
But then it made a lot of money. I mean, for what it cost, it made a fortune.
What it cost, yeah. I mean, I probably, like, the movie that you see wasn't $30,000. That's, you know, that's pre-music and printing it and, you know, all that shit. So probably the product was, like, closer to $100,000, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it said it made $3 million at box office, but it probably made a lot more after rentals and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a movie that lives on video.
Yeah. It's a good movie. It holds up.
Did you guys see the Canadian movie where the little people are, like, in the store? Was that funny? Was it good?
Oh, Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
It's good. I want to check that out.
What is that movie?
It's Yoga Hosers. It's like a little, his daughter. Kevin's daughter is hot.
Is she? I mean.
Well, yeah, for you, you can't tell whatever it is. But
you can't say it on air.
I have no comment on that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know. I had a daughter.
Anytime one of my friends has a kid that I visited on the day they were born, it's not possible to think of
them. Yeah, you know. I've stopped wiping my daughter's ass. She's 12. You know, I'm like, this is going to be.
I have it. Mine's 13. But, you know, the whole Down syndrome thing.
Different circumstances. Don't eat that, honey. Yeah. I just found out my 12-year-old is giving herself bruises on her body and then claiming the children had hit her at school so that she can get attention. I found that I went to the therapist today, and my therapist was like,
wait, how'd you find out?
She told the therapist she was making, like, she would grab, like, a little piece of her stomach and squeeze it till the capillaries would burst. And then she would show her friends and be
school?
Like,
at school.
And this is a Tony Manhattan private school, I'll have you know.
Why should that? So she wouldn't have, so she'd get out of school?
No, she wants attention from her friends. She feels like she doesn't have any attention. So
is this one of those situations where she's like, I learned it from you, Dad, where, like, you come home like, look what they did to me at Compound Media.
Yeah, look at this, exactly. Anthony, I say I like black people. Anthony Cumia beat me with a belt.
Wait, so she's doing it to get attention from her friends? How did she say it happened?
She just would say, like, somebody hit her.
Ooh.
Like a random black,
some guy in a G train.
Yeah, exactly right.
He was black. I know he's a couple of black dudes.
They threw bleach on me.
Right, they threw bleach on me. They said this is a MAGA train.
Yeah. And then the therapist goes, I'm not saying she's suicidal. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
I would hope not.
You're paying for all this, right?
$400 an hour. $400 an hour. That's right. So
why don't you let it? Why don't you just? Oh.
I don't know.
How old is she?
She's 12.
She's 12.
Your oldest?
Yeah, my oldest. Yeah.
Why don't you get her in somewhere where people she can just get attention without like
It's just, dude, 12-year-old girls. Wait till your daughter is 12. It's like it is like the worst year of like childhood, adolescence. And I can't just tell her. I'm like, when I was 12, Chris Jakovics used to throw rocks at me because I wore fake Quicksilver shorts. Like, she doesn't understand my problem. So I'm like, you just have to get through it.
She's getting bullied online?
No, not being bullied online, but she's met some nice guys online. They got vans and puppies and you know,
Candy.
Right. You want to play Minecraft? Sure. That's where I rape you.
In my van.
Exactly.
I'll give you all the attention you could ever want.
I'll really bruise you.
Yeah, these bruises will last. Yeah,
these bruises are made for lasting. That's what they're going to do. One day this homeless degenerate is going to come all over you.
So that's what you should say. You should be like, you're going to stay in that school because if I have to homeschool you, those bruises are going to look like nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What's the square root of 14? Ow! Why do I have an erection? Ow! Where do you live now?
Never have.
I live in Jersey, like right like by Red Bank.
Okay, Red Bank. All right.
Red Bank.
117 is
my wife
Jersey
lives at Red Bank
do.
4 days a month.
I don't even get it because she has her period.
Yeah.
Gotta get her on the pill. Then it's 4 days every 3 months.
Is that what that is?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She's actually on the pills. Her period's so big it's more like an exclamation point. Hello.
Red Bank's nice though, doesn't John Bon Jovi live down there?
Bon Jovi lives in the area. Yeah.
And.
Geraldo used to live in that area.
Greg Geraldo?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Yeah. Oh, poor Greg Geraldo.
Yeah, Greg Geraldo. What's it Al Capone's fault? I hope it's cocaine.
If there's one thing I can point at in life, I can say I did that better than Geraldo did, the whole drug taking thing. I did it better than he did.
Greg Geraldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just an over. Yeah,
I would never be better at comedy or lawyering or any of that shit.
Yeah,
better at drug taking.
He was not good at that. He was not good.
Like, what he did was he did a bunch of blow and then he went back to his hotel room and like
you don't know what he did.
We couldn't sleep, so we took sleeping pills.
How do you know?
Because
it was all in his diary.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fucking know what he did?
I thought of on Tumblr.
He's like, I like how everybody acts like there was only one person there, and that was his girlfriend. She's probably not. She probably fucked up too, so she don't even know what happened.
He's in the room too,
Garrett. Can you go back and check his Foursquare from the time?
It was he was
Foursquare
yeah,
7 years ago.
I think him and his girlfriend were partying. I think it was him and his girlfriend were partying.
Yeah, probably.
I think so. Nobody knows what happened.
Allegedly.
I blame it on that Hyatt in New Brunswick. It's not a good hotel. No, terrible room service.
Breakfast is.
You get so frustrated waiting for room service, you just start partying. You just start taking more pills. This is so boring. Waiting for room service to get here.
A bottle of White Zinfandel, please.
It's a couple of eggs or some toast.
Something.
So I got to blow.
When you say you're somewhat sober, what does that mean? You don't take certain things?
No, I never was good. I never liked it. Even I drank a little bit last night. I got a bottle because my wife stopped drinking, so I really haven't been drinking. But I got a bottle of wine on Sunday.
Nice.
Wait, what was last night? Tuesday? I got a bottle of wine on Monday, and I drank like a little bit more than half. And I was a little drunk, you know, because I haven't been drinking much. And then last night I finished it. And then my wife was like, "What do you? I think my wife wanted to have sex with me."
Oh my God, I don't have any wine left.
Just another so manic Monday.
She texted me from the bedroom. She goes, "What do you do? What are you doing?" I go, "Nothing." And then I go, "I'm a little." I'm tired because I just had a significant glass of wine basically just knocked me out. So I was never good. Like I didn't like smoking pot because pot made me like so paranoid. I remember we'd be in a car, we'd all get high, we'd be in our high school, it'd be like that 70s show where I'll be driving. I'd see like cops everywhere. I'm like, is this fun?
Because
everybody seems to have a good time. I like getting drunk, but now I can't. Now it's like I don't have anybody to drink with, really. So I don't like.
I drink alone.
So I don't like. I like to. Now I'm like at the point where like I like to. If I start to drink, I want to get drunk. So then that's not really good. So then I end up just not drinking, you know. And then the last time when I drink, I start tweeting and I start fucking saying bad things. I start tagging motherfuckers, you know.
Funny you got really shit faced.
Dear Judd Apatow, you can suck my kike. I take back anything.
Fucking kike. Anyway, your wife only married you because you're rich, you fucking piece of shit, you bald spot.
Just the transcript from this, if I were Apatow, I'd be like, wow. Like, fucking wow.
Then Judd Apatow called. I didn't call. Yeah, right. No, he's never, my wife's like, oh, you fucked that up. I go, he's not going to use me again. What is he going to use me in again? I mean, we did this, we shot this scene in July, so if he was so in love with me, he would have fucking already grabbed me for something
tell
else.
Tell that Yoko Spicko to relax. We're doing good with our Patreon. Don't you worry. We don't need no Judd Apatow.
Yeah. Anyway, dude, we got to do plugs. We're way over on time.
Wow,
so.
This guy's great.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, tell him Steve Dave podcast, but more importantly, I'll be with Q on March 9th in Chicago at the Bottom Lounge.
Who's Q?
Brian Quinn. Brian Quinn from Practical
Jokers.
Oh,
your buddy. Okay.
Yeah, we host a pinball event.
He's on the show, right? Is he a comic?
I mean, I guess if... I mean, what is a comic? Because... Somebody called me a comedian one time, and I'm like, I don't consider myself a comedian because I don't do stand-up.
Yeah, if you do stand-up professionally, then you're considered a comic.
Right.
That's how I see it.
Right.
That's kind of my definition, too. So, yeah.
Money with it. If you make money, you stand there.
Not just money. You have to basically... professionally making money for a while, and you basically rely on the money to feed your family, so... I guess I'm not a comic. No. Anyway. No, so, some of the guys in Practical Jokers are comics and some aren't.
Sal does stand-up.
Sal's the only one who does stand-up?
Yeah.
And they're all friends from Staten Island or something?
Friends from Staten Island, went to the same high school.
What's his last name? Ad?
What?
Sal Ad.
All right, we really got to wrap it up now.
Get in there real quick. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go in the shop. Click on promo code GAY4PAY. Pillowcases, T-shirts, coffee mugs. Pillow, whatever. I'm from Balmerheim. What do you want? So, and then we've got, and then of course, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you, Compound. Brian, really nice meeting you. Thank you.
Coming
in for
and,
the show.
Right. And you want to plug anything? Or you already plugged
it? That's it.
Your show next. Where in Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago, Bottom Lounge.
The Big Windy.
That's great. In Chicago, if you're in Chicago this week, and I think Gino, they're still going, right? Gino and Aaron?
Yeah, March 2nd.
The North Bar, I think this Saturday, the North Bar. But I'm sure they can, it's on their Twitter. Kevin Brennan 666. Go to my website, Kevin Brennan Comedian. Is it Comedian? Yeah, Kevin Brennan Comedian. And all my dates for this month. I got a lot of dates. I don't even know where they are. They're not at comedy clubs. They're all like at a...
You've got no choice in this, right?
Thanks, Jim Stansel. It's almost like having a monkey who just you wind up and he plays.
Like a Greek chorus.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, thanks, everybody. Thanks to the booth. Thanks for we made thanks, Garrett guys. Work extra hard today.
Thank you, Chad Zubach.
Thanks, you, Brian. Thanks to Brian Johnson. Thanks to Brian McCarthy.